אז אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם.
We are reading from the writings of Baal Sulam, the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah. We're in item 16.
רב, אני לא שומע אותך.
Rav, we can hear you.
Here he's talking about the 16, we're supposed to, no, 15.
Okay, let's start with item 15. Thus, new kelim were made in the Patsufim of Kedusha instead of Bchinat Dalet after the first restriction. They were made of the Or Chozer, the reflected light, of the Zivug De'aka in the Masach.
Meaning, if before Tzimtzum Aleph, the vessel of reception received as much as it could and swallow and everything, this was the Kli of reception. After the Tzimtzum Aleph, after it makes the restriction and says, I'm not receiving anymore, then it has its entire approaches only according to how much I can bestow according to what I receive. Meaning, if the host really wants for me to receive, and I can receive only for the sake of the host, for him to enjoy, even though that I want everything, but I'll receive only that part upon which I can make the intention that I'm doing it for the sake of the host. And then his action from an act of reception turns into an act of bestowal. It's like we tell a baby, do it for mom. Like, if you do it, you're receiving, but by that, you're giving mom contentment.
Indeed, we should understand this Or Chozer and how it became a vessel of reception, since initially it was but a rejected light. Thus, it now serves in an opposite role from its essence. I shall explain that with an allegory from life. Man's nature is to cherish and favor the quality of bestowal, and to despise and loathe the reception from one's friend. Hence, when one comes to one's friend's house and he, the host, invites him for a meal, he, the guest, will decline even if he is very hungry, since in his eyes it is humiliating to receive a gift from his friend. Yet, when his friend sufficiently implores him until it is clear that he would do his friend a big favor by eating, he agrees to eat as he no longer feels that he is receiving a gift, and that his friend is the giver. On the contrary, he, the guest, is the giver, doing his friend a favor by receiving this good from him.
So, it's clear. It's not clear. Kiev. Kiev 1.
Yeah, dear Rav. According to what he writes, to what he told us yesterday, he said, I'm giving up on all the pleasures in life. I only receive them as an attempt to bestow to the Creator. So the question here is that it turns out that the pleasure itself, the initial kli, is not suitable for receiving. We have to create an additional kli on top of it, a vessel of bestowal, called intermingling in the friends, in the Creator.
Sure, I make a tzimtzum, a restriction over my entire reception, besides what's necessary basic needs, namely what I have to receive, in order to be able to keep going. And besides that, I receive some kind of fulfillment, some kind of pleasure, only if I'm sure that by that I'm giving the Creator contentment. the Creator, I don't know, I don't feel. For me, the Creator, all in all, is the group.
Предположим, я сократил желание изначальное, да? А что значит отдавать Творцу?
So, let's say I restricted that initial desire. What does it mean to bestow to the Creator? Can I bestow to the Creator in this other vessel, the vessel of bestowal? Above all pleasures, from this I can bestow to Him, from the integration with Him?
That I'm receiving in order to bestow to Him and not to myself, it means that I'm giving Him.
Ну, то есть вот к этому изначальному кли, вот эгоистическому, к нему возврата вообще нет, либо же...
So that initial egoistic кли, there's no return to it.
I use my кли, my appetite, my desire to eat, to enjoy. Only who's going to be delighted by this? I want for the Creator to enjoy it. But actually, I'm the one that receives, that fulfills himself with pleasures, but with the intention for it to fulfill the Creator. Okay, we won't be able to wait until you correct yourself and feel it. It'll take some time. Florida.
Yes, Rav. I wanted to know what it is that is actually bringing the Creator contentment. Is it that we're learning how to bestow? Is this he's happy for us? It brings him contentment.
Shum davar lo mishtane.
Nothing changes, only the intention. You add only the intention to your will to receive, that you want for the Creator to receive the pleasure and not you. The Creator, in your eyes, is more important, is greater than you are. And therefore, you are turning yourself into a kli, into a means by which you can delight the Creator. BB UK.
Доброе утро, учитель. Вопрос вчера, простите, что с опозданием, но вы дали пример, что если товарищ как бы...
Question from yesterday. You gave an example that if the friend respects me, I feel shame, I don't receive, I restrict myself. Where is the reception from myself?
This is not something that we're talking about here. It's the animate level, and this is something that the wisdom of Kabbalah does not talk about. You have to, first of all, be alive in order to be able to bestow. So the fact that you're alive, it doesn't mean receiving. It's called it's something that you neither pray nor condemn. It's necessities. Hebrew 10.
Thank you, Ralph. Good morning. When exactly does the necessary become reception? I'm eating a steak. When does does the pleasure from it become reception for the self, on which I have to put an intention?
It all depends on your intention. What are you talking about? What are you doing for? If you're doing it because you have no other choice, because you have to stay alive, then it's your basic needs. It's not something that you enjoy. You simply fulfill yourself, and that's it, with what you need. But after you decide that you want to do this only in order to bestow contentment to the Creator, then your claim is the desire to bestow to the Creator. That in that claim, in this desire in which you're bestowing to the Creator, you have to feel the Creator. That as if you're giving him and he's enjoying.
Volga.
If you can explain, when the pressure from the host increases and there's a desire to explain the true motivation of the guest to change the intention. So you have two components. either the pain of the host appears to the guest, or the guest discovers that the host depends on him. So what is revealed here, the pain or the dependency?
The guest discovers the host's attitude toward him, that he's doing everything to his benefit. And then he calculates, to what extent can he become like the host in order to do things to his benefit? Belarus.
Рав, хотел бы уточнить, вот у меня со вчерашнего дня вопрос. Есть как бы противоречие.
I have another question from yesterday. There's a seeming conflict. How to give gifts to the friends if it is humiliating to receive from one's friend?
If you receive from the friend, then that's despised. But if you're receiving from him in order to bestow to him, this is respectful. Think about it. Listen to all the questions of all the friends and try to understand the question. It'll give you a lot. PT 34.
What is reflected light? Is this an attitude, a calculation, a desire, a light, a feeling? What is the correct definition?
Well, I'll answer even though that I don't want to answer. Ochozer means that I want to bring back the pleasure that the Creator is giving me to the Creator, not in a way that I'm giving it back to Him, but that I, too, want to give Him pleasure.
So we continue the end of item 15. In the end, he saw that by eating, he would do a big favor to bring great contentment to his friend by eating. In that state, new vessels of reception to receive his friend's meal were made in him. I'm sorry. Thus you find that although huge hunger and appetite are vessels of reception designated for eating, and that that person had sufficient hunger and appetite to receive his friend's meal, he still could not taste a thing due to the shame. Yet as his friend implored him and rejected him, and he rejected him, new vessels for eating began to form in him. Since the power of his friend's pleading and the power of his own rejection, as they accumulated, finally accumulated into a sufficient amount that turned the measure of reception into a measure of bestowal. In the end, he saw that by eating, he would do a big favor and bring great contentment to his friend by eating. In that state, new vessels of reception to receive his friend's meal were made in him. Now it is considered that his power of rejection has become the essential kli in which to receive the meal, and not the hunger and appetite, although they are actually the usual vessels of reception.
That, of course, he's using his appetite and hunger, but without deciding how much can he and to what measure is he going to use these natural kelim in order to bestow contentment to the host, he can't do any spiritual action. Therefore, you close the hunger and the appetite, even though that you feel them really strongly, and you activate them only according to your decision. Therefore, the difference between an ordinary, normal action and a holy action is that in a holy action, an act of holiness, we first of all make the tzimtzum, meaning we don't receive even though that we want to. Then we calculate how much can I receive in order to bestow. And in an ordinary action, I open my mouth and receive as much as I can. Romania.
Good morning, Rav. I want to ask if I understood correctly. The Creator is lowering Himself to help me to use this intention to eat because he's asking me. This is how he's lowering himself.
I don't
understand.
The Creator is lowering himself to help me to use the intention above the desire, to use the correct intention for the desire.
He's
lowering
himself.
I don't know how is it degrading or that's how you feel?
Yes, I feel like he is he's hiding only because not to feel shame for receiving.
I wouldn't put it this way, and I'm recommending you not to get confused. The Creator is taking care of us like a mom taking care of a baby. No one thinks that she's degrading himself, herself, by cleaning him, by feeding him, by washing him. It's not humiliation or anything. For her, it's a pleasure. She wants for him to grow and become great, successful. This is how the Creator is taking care of us. The actions over which, in which the Creator is degrading himself, lowering himself, we'll see that later, but not in this regard. He wants to advance us like an adult wants to advance a child out of love. When you love, you don't feel humiliation or anything. Zichron.
Morning, Rav. Morning, Kli. When a student has an appetite to understand during the lesson, who is the host he should imagine for himself? The Creator, the group, the Rav?
But what's the question?
The question was, who's the host I want to enjoy from my studies? The Creator, the Rav, the Ten?
Ten, first and foremost. Because if you direct yourself to delight the Creator through the Ten, you'll succeed for sure. But without the Ten, you can't direct yourself to give the Creator contentment. You'll never reach Him. I'm happy that we have Zichron with us today. Tel Aviv. Tel Aviv when?
Well, what is the feeling of shame that helps the Creator, the creature, reach such a connection with Creator?
The created being wants to know, what is he meant for what purpose, what can he do in order to correct himself, and so on. Everything. What do you mean? Everything has the same, is in that attitude of the Or Chozer, in the relation of the Or Chozer that the created being raises to the Creator. Ra'anana.
Good morning, Rav and friends. The question is, can the restriction take place without shame, or is shame necessary?
Necessary. What's the reason for the Tzimtzum, if so? Explain, please. What can be the reason for the Tzimtzum, if not the feeling of the gap between myself and the Creator? And this feeling of gap is called the Creator. And the feeling of this gap is called the Creator. He is the giver and I'm the receiver. And then what I feel is called shame. Good. Czechoslovakia.
Good morning, Rav.
Morning.
We heard from you many times the story about Rabash, how he likes the best cheese. The question is, if I am, for example, in a restaurant and I can choose some food and I won't choose the best food, how don't get to the trap, how don't lie that I choose it for bestow to the Creator, not to receive for myself the best taste.
You're confusing several things together here. If you know how to choose, then you choose according to what you know. But if you don't know how to choose, then you have to ask and take the best that is recommended to you. This is called buy the best possible cheese. This is how you do it. You don't know. Then you ask, what's the most expensive thing here? And buy it. Usually, it's called the best. Could be that it's not according to your taste, but that's something else. There's quality, there's taste, and there's price. Latin PC.
Good night, Rav. I know that this will, it's about the previous topic, but the question popped up right now. Is the Creator greater than the 10 or included in the 10?
The Creator is everything. And He is outside of everything, includes everything in Him. And the 10 can grasp the Creator in it according to how tightly they're connected with one another, to the measure to which they become an integral group. Bulgaria 2.
Здравствуйте, Раф. Hello,
Rav. Can we say that to the extent we can rid ourselves of luxuries, we would feel His taste, His essence?
Repeat, please.
If we imagine that there's a range of flavors and pleasures before us, but we want to free ourselves from the luxuries and enjoy only luxury, only the essence of the Creator.
Untrue. We don't have to limit ourselves from receiving good things. We have to work in order to receive everything the Creator prepared for us in the biggest, best possible way, limitlessly. Gmar Tikkun is where I have nothing left to correct. All of my intentions, all of my desires are in order to bestow, and there's no difference between small or large things. I receive everything in order to bestow. That's called that I have reached Ensof. Ensof meaning that there is no limit to how much I can receive. And this is what we have to yearn for. The purpose of creation is to do good to His creatures, meaning for everything that there is, for the created being to receive everything that there is, but in order to bestow. Then His reception elevates Him too to the level of the Creator, and He enjoys both receiving and bestowing.
Barur, Moskva 7.
Moscow 7.
Moskva 7.
Можно ли сказать, что
Ну
влияет ли моя самоотмена на
is my self-annulment influencing the force of the masach, the screen of the entire ten.
Yes, Santiago.
Sí, amado Rav. Gracias por concedernos este privilegio.
Dear Rav, thank you for the privilege to ask.
Como lo máximo que puede otorgar el creador.
Can a person obtain maximum bestowal like the Creator bestows?
A person can attain anything that the Creator wants for him to attain. This is called the world of Ein Sof. Kiev 1.
Дорогой учитель, извините, вот просто в качестве упражнения вот на день ближе вот грядущий. Вот
dear teacher, maybe an exercise for the day.
Все то, что кроме необходимого, включился в десятку, вот держусь.
Let's say I restricted everything but that which is necessary for my existence. I integrated in the ten. I'm holding on to the connection with the friends, the creator.
Чтобы не выпасть из этой связи.
How to filter what can I bestow to the Creator and what not to fall from the good connection. How to work with that?
Well, first of all, in relation to whatever has to do with your work, you have to do it because there you can't do what you feel like, don't feel like. You have to do what your work demands you to do. We're talking about a general attitude toward society, humanity, life, food, sex, family, money, honor, knowledge. In them, in relation to that, you calculate how much can you receive because you need it to meet your basic needs, and how much in order to give contentment to the Creator. Try to sort this, and then we'll talk.
Florida.
Yes. As we advance, does it become easier to receive what the Creator gives us, or more difficult?
Gam kal ve gam kashe.
Hard and easier. It's easier to understand what we have to do, and it's harder to realize it. Zichron 1.
Good morning, Rav. We see that little kids have no way of feeling shame. Only when they grow up, they develop this ability, and suddenly they feel shame. Where do we see that spiritual root for it? See, there's a leap from the vessel that can receive everything and the vessel that rejects everything.
In short, you're asking about the spiritual root of shame. It's in our will to receive.
Yeah, the vessel once doesn't feel shame, and then the ability to feel shame develops in him. We see there's a leap here.
Right, because he starts comparing himself to others. Before that, he doesn't feel the others. He doesn't. He simply doesn't feel that they exist, as if they're not around him at all. It's like Bala Sulam says that undeveloped people do whatever they feel like openly. PT 20.
Question from Sergei. How can we apply the rule practically to buy the expensive cheese?
Think about this. Jerusalem.
A question from a friend in the ten. If a person is hungry and he is offered a dish that he really loves, how can he resist the pleasure from eating this dish?
He has to turn to the group to receive the greatness of the Creator from them. According to the greatness of the Creator, he will be able to do something in order to bestow. Suppose eat for the sake of the host. Bishkek.
To continue the question of the friend from Moscow, my annulment influences the screen of the 10. That's what he talked about. Does it influence the coarseness or the hardness of the screen?
Latin 6.
El poder del rechazo se convierte en la vasija. Anteriormente dijo que el creador era el grupo. Entonces, ¿qué tengo que rechazar que viene del grupo para tener una vasija con la intención de otorgar?
What do I have to reject to receive a vessel for bestowal?
Integrate with the power of the group, and then you'll have the strength and the correct intention and everything. Intention is force with the correct direction. And last but not least, focus group. No question, focus group.
Yes or no?
Okay, mistake. So let's continue. Mikhail.
So we continue item 16. From the above allegory between two friends, we can understand the matter of zivug de'akara, the coupling is striking, and the ohazel, the reflected light that arises through it, which then becomes new vessels of reception for the upper light instead of b'chinat dalet. We can compare the upper light, which strikes the masach and wants to expand into b'chinat dalet, to the pleading to eat. Because as he yearns for his friend to receive his meal, the upper light desires to spread to the receiver. And the masach, the screen, which strikes the light and repels it, can be resembled to the friend's rejection and refusal to receive the meal, since he rejects his favor. And just as you find here that it is precisely the rejection and refusal that became the proper vessels to receive his friend's meal, you can imagine that the ohozel, the reflected light, that rises by the striking of the masach and the rejection of the upper light, becomes new vessels of reception for the upper light instead of b'chinat dalet, which served as a vessel of reception prior to the first restriction. However, this was established only in the Patsufim of Kedusha, holiness, of Abiyah, and not in the Patsufim of the Klipot, the shells, and in this world, where B'chinat Dalet herself is considered the vessel of reception. Hence, they are separated from the upper light, since the disparity of form in B'chinat Dalet separates them. For this reason, the Klipot are considered wicked and dead, as they are separated from the life of lives by the will to receive in them. As it is written in item 13.
So, what we have is the upper light, pleasure, it's called Or Yashar, direct light.
Or Yashar.
Or Yashar. It reaches the will to receive. This is the desire.
Ratzon. Ve'az
And then, the light that enters the desire, it depends on where the masach is. If the masach is in Prina Aleph, or Bet, or Gimel, or Dalet, it depends on where the masach is. Accordingly, how much it receives, according to how much it receives, and or accordingly it can receive in order to bestow. We have the light of Nefesh. So what we'll have is the light of Nefesh.
Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama,
Chaya, and Yechida. There is an inverse relation between the lights and the vessels, and we'll talk about this later. Reading again, item 16. And from the above allegory between two friends, we can understand the matter of Zivug De'aka'a and the Or Chozer that rises through it, meaning that even though that, let's draw the Kli this way, even though that he wanted to receive, but he made a tzimtzum, he did not allow the light to come in, he rejected it, and by rejecting it, this established a new condition. So, this one action on part of the Creator to give pleasure, another action on part of the created being to reject the pleasure, and then the created being draws back the pleasure, pulling the pleasure, but on condition that he does it in order to give the Creator contentment. In order to give him contentment. And so what follows is that there are mutual actions here on part of the Creator and on part of the created being. To continue, because the matter of the striking, wanting to extend to Prinat Daled, he please, meaning that the host wants for the guests to eat, and he's putting pressure on him. Take it. And just like he wants for his friend to receive the meal, this is what the host wants, so does the upper light want to spread to the receiver. He really wants it. Meaning the host, even though that the guest rejected it, he continues going, please receive something, and the masach, which strikes the light and repels it. That's the masach here.
The masach.
This is the masach. Which strikes the light and repels it can be resembled to the friend's rejection and refusal to receive the meal, since he rejects his favor. This is called a masach, that he rejects the Creator's attitude. He doesn't want it. Why? Because he feels shame. Because he feels a difference between the host's status and his own. This is if we're talking in relation to his ego. But if he wants to give the Creator contentment, he overcomes his ego, and then it no longer matters to me how much do I or don't I want to receive. The main thing for me is to bestow, and that I want to give contentment. And just as you find here that it is precisely the rejection and refusal that became the proper vessel to receive his friend's meal, you can imagine that the Ol Chuzer that rises by the striking of the Masach and the rejection of the upper light becomes new vessels of reception for the upper light instead of Bechina Dalit, which served as a vessel of reception prior to the first restriction. Meaning, Bechina Dalit, that completely received now, with the help of the intention, becomes a Kli of bestow. However, this was established only in the Partsufim of Kedusha, of Atzilut Briya Yetzirah HaNasiya, not in the Partsufim of the Klipot, and in this world, where Bechina Dalit herself is considered the vessel of reception, like we see in this world. Hence, they are separated from the upper light, since these vessels of reception, since the disparity of form in Bechina Dalit separates them. For this reason, we can't discover the upper light, we can't discover the Creator. The Klipot are considered wicked and dead, as they are separated from the life of lives by the will to receive in them, as it is written in item 13. Questions? Yes. Michael.
Yeah, question about the drawing. It's not clear. What is number two? Since the upper light comes, perform a restriction.
This is the Tzimtzum, that it rejects everything. This is called the Tzimtzum. Meaning, number two is the Tzimtzum.
And then what happens, according to what he writes, is that number three becomes the main thing.
Yeah. Number three is that he examines and is going to receive, meaning has an intention. One and two is the refusal. And three and four, this is in order to bestow.
The more the light strikes at the screen, number three, it has to happen according to the coarseness of the desire. Is there any connection to it, or is it...
Everything according to the avyut of the desire. The tzimtzum depends on the avyut of the desire too. The reception also depends on the avyut of the desire.
Can I ask, the example of the meal is very clear, because I can reject the reception of the food, but if it's something I don't receive tangibly, something in the connection, receiving a feeling,
it doesn't matter. We're talking about pleasure here, and therefore it doesn't matter. A meal is, whether the meal is a piece of meat or attitude or some other pleasure, music, doesn't matter what you receive. The main thing is that, are you receiving in order to enjoy or delight?
The meal, I can restrict myself before receiving it in things that are a bit more abstract, perhaps. I first feel them and then I make a restriction.
You feel the soda first too. You can't make a tzimtzum if you don't feel. This called that first of all you have to receive it in the tet rishonot, in the first nine, and then you decide, yes or no. The light reaches the tet rishonot, and then decides. Rechovot.
In the drawing, number two, would you wrote the restriction above it? Are these those thoughts by which we build the mountains of sanctity?
I don't want to connect anything. If you want to connect things this way, you'll get confused. What we talked about now is what you have to know about. And afterwards, if you'll thoroughly know about this, then later on you will be able to connect this with whatever you want without getting confused. What you're saying now is unrelated. Clear? PT 34.
Rav, is receiving for the sake of bestowal necessitate a process of understanding, as it was explained in the example of the meal?
Of course. How could it be that without understanding who and what you are, who you're in business with, you'll be able to know how to behave? You have to feel the host, as he says, understand his intention, and also accordingly to measure yourself compared to him, because you are headed toward equivalence of form. Even in relation to the tzimtzum too is the beginning of equivalence of form. In what? In that the host does not receive, and neither do I now. It's the beginning of the equivalence of form.
Meaning, there's no situation of the commandment of a learned people that I receive, and from Lolishma I come to Lishma.
It'll never come. Ever. From receiving, you'll never start thinking about how good it is not to receive. PT 29.
The question is there a difference between making a restriction and simply removing myself from the place of reception?
No, there's a big difference. Tzimtzum, it means that I stay and I'm willing to keep to this tzimtzum because this is my form of connection with the Creator where I do not receive from Him. This is also a kind of connection. PT 6.
Yes, Masho.
Anything?
PT 6.
PT 6. No.
Rav, where does the shame go to in this world, in the world of Klipot, where suddenly he wants to receive for himself?
I don't understand what you're asking.
He explains that after the Bchina Dalet, the shame was born and then the screen was made. But then we learned that in the world of Klipot, he receives for himself. So where did the shame disappear to? He receives according to a different method?
After the entire matter of receiving in order to bestow comes to an end, we learn about Adam HaRishon that there was the Shvira. And from this Shvira were born the worlds of the Klipot and Olam Hazeh. That in Olam Hazeh you can receive in order to receive tiny pleasures that sustain us, keep us until we rise to the degrees of Kedusha, holiness, and well, in the Klipot you receive in order to receive, but that cuts them off from holiness. PT 19.
He's writing like the striking of the upper light in the screen and expands in Bchina Dalet. Can you show this in the drawing? I'll tell you why I'm asking.
No. What did you say?
He says that the matter of the upper light strikes the screen and wants to spread into Bchina Dalet. So where is the Masach and where is Bchina Dalet in the drawing?
Please, no problem. This is the Masach.
And where is Bchina Dalet?
All this. Shorish, Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet.
למה לשואל שאתה כתבת
You said that it depends on where the screen is. What do you mean? Is there a screen in every degree?
Depending on where the masach is, in Oviut Shoresh, or Aleph, or Bet, or Gimel, or Dalet.
What does that mean?
Depending on what degree of Oviut you have, the intention in order to bestow on.
In each degree?
Depending where? Maybe I can accept a glass of water, or an apple, or a piece of bread, or meat, or fish.
But there's no general screen, or there is, that shares the entire system.
Of course you need the masach in the system, otherwise it can't work.
What is the general?
What do you mean?
Is there one screen or one for each degree?
General masach is called tzimtzum. Beyond that, you have to have a particular masach, and then it depends on what degree and what kind of pleasure and Toronto.
Yes, Rav, in this process between 1 and 2, and the restriction, is there a discernment of the light, a feeling of what? Is it rejecting or it's only rejecting?
Again? Of course there is the feeling of what he rejects. How could he reject without feeling what that is? He has to be familiar with the pleasure. Where does the pleasure come from? What intention? Otherwise, he'll feel no shame. He has to feel that the host is giving him, wanting for him to enjoy, that the host loves him and awakens these feelings in him. And then he examines, does he have the same in relation to the host or not? And you have to compare. You have to achieve equivalence of form. The ego itself is working in such a way where he cannot allow himself not to take the host into consideration, because otherwise he feels himself lowly. And because he's a receiver, meaning our ego is helpmate against him. Focus group.
From the internet, a friend from Israel is asking, what is the greatest difficulty in the action of receiving in order to bestow?
The biggest hardship is to receive the greatest pleasure in order to bestow. What do you mean, the biggest hardship? For us now, it's only to discern that we're receiving in order to receive, and how can we reach in order to bestow. In order to do this, in order to come out of this, we don't need this kind of study. We need to study in a 10, in a group, to realize the connection between us with the Creator in every moment throughout the day, and then gradually we will reach a state where we will be able to feel what is reception, what is bestowal, and that we don't want to be in reception, but only in bestowal, and by bestowal meaning faith above reason, bestowal above reception.
Another question. What is the condition for the creature to receive the strength to restrict himself?
For him to really want it? To really want it.
The friend continues and asks, I feel an infinite gap between my desire and the Creator's desire, and even with His greatness and importance, the shame for not receiving from myself, still my lust is greater and it drops me into worse degrees, even worse than the animate degree. What do you do?
Okay, this is in order to teach you. But alongside with this, it says, make your desire like his, that you have to make your desire in order to bestow, just like the Creator's desire is in order to bestow. Don't worry, it's possible if the Creator will want this, He'll give you the strength to do this, and you will be a bestower just like Him. It's not up to you. Don't try to find inside yourself and your qualities and your will to receive some kind of force to bestow. You won't. You'll just become despaired. Whereas we simply need to expect the reforming light and on condition that we connect, it can come and give each the force of bestowal. Whoever is not in a group, then you're wasting your time, really. You have to quickly look for a 10 in order to annul yourself there and to do whatever corporeal you can in order to reach the spiritual force. Someone who never asked. No, Latin PC.
Buenas noches, Rav. Buenas noches, Clima Mundial. La pregunta es la siguiente.
Hello, Rav World Clima. The question is about the screen. Should we yearn to attain the screen every second of our lives, or is it only in the 10?
Only in the 10 is it possible to achieve the masachim, the screens, because you have to show. Who do you want to bestow to? You have to bestow to the friends. You know, in relation to the Creator, everyone's righteous. Show me that you're righteous in relation to the 10. Then I will really believe that you are righteous. And then I will see that you're righteous. You have to show it in practice. Otherwise, you know, our world is full of righteous, but go and look for someone that can really be connected to others. So only in the 10 can you show that you're ready to sacrifice yourself in order to be like the Creator. Baltia. Baltia 1.
Да, Раф, эти отрывки кажется, что очень-очень важные как-то сейчас.
Yeah, it seems that these excerpts are very important now. There are many questions, but
изначально должен быть именно голод, как бы желание получать.
Like that, perhaps in the beginning there should be hunger in the will to receive, and then only after the restriction. Pressure from the Creator is felt. Meaning, and what should we focus on? The desire for revelation, to receive, the one we cannot restrict, or what? Ask the Creator to give us greater desire so we would see how helpless we are. Where should we focus now?
We have to work only on our connection and from our connection to bestow to the rest of the world, to give them to explain to them what's going on now. Again, returning to what we started out with in the beginning of the lesson, that because they want to finish with the corona, that they think that they can already return to their normal life. By this, all the governments, the businesses and everything, they will cause the acceleration of development in terms of us not being able to see how much we're incapable of going back to our previous life, that we can't. Everything's broken. We'll have to feel that all of us are in one kli, in one pot, all of humanity. And then it'll be clear to us that from this integral point of view, we'll have to decide about our life. And if together all of us will start relating to our connection correctly in order to more or less build an average society, then we will start succeeding. The problem is that humanity has to digest this problem. It has to understand that now we are in the hands of the upper force, and he will do with us whatever he wants. And he wants to build a, let's call it, socialistic form. Well, it's not the correct word, but let's not compare it to what we had in Russia or wherever. The Creator wants for us to be equal, for all of us to be as one, connected, united, and then he can bestow all of his lights to us. And?
Another question?
Well, ask.
You said that we have to strengthen the connection between us, and I ordered this big pot. The question is, when can we have a meal, a physical meal?
I don't know. I don't think that so quickly. We can get together. I think that we will be able to get together. I hope that there will be reliefs of the coronavirus and we'll be able to meet, even though that it's going to be hard. It's going to be hard because we won't have the money to fly to some big congress, lots of people. I don't think that we'll have the ability to do this. We need to develop our virtual Kli more. And in it, in the virtual Kli, we'll feel the biggest kazan for the whole Kli, for our 10,000 friends, and the flavors that will cook there. We will do everything in the virtual Kli. It doesn't seem to me that we will be able to meet all of us together. Well, suppose in a place like Israel, like we have a big congress here. I don't think so. It'll be really hard. I see that the process that humanity has to go through now is very non-simple, but possibly the Creator will arrange such a meeting for us. The main thing is that we have to build good spiritual ties and as much as possible to equip yourself with a good computer, headphones, and especially a good mic. And this is how we'll continue. During the day, not to forget what we learned. And what next? Info group, where are you?
Info already. Hello, friends. I'm very happy to report a few updates from the English department from the last week. So, Marcus, please. Hello, friends. So, last month we announced the English version of the book Oren wrote, The Day After the Corona. 25 pages full of Rav's messages about the time we're in. We want to update you about the link to a page where you can read the entire booklet and also download it as a PDF. So the page is on kabbalah.info/bb/coronavirus. Again, kabbalah.info/bb/coronavirus. It's all there. Gilad. Thank you, Marcus. And another very exciting update. Yesterday, we opened a new semester for beginners in Kabbalah. Kabu. This semester opens every 6 weeks. We broke a record. Over 22,000 students signed up for this course in the last 3 weeks from 73 countries, really from all over the world. It's amazing to see them entering the semester, hundreds of students writing on the forum and sharing what they need from the wisdom of Kabbalah, and in truth, we don't understand how the numbers reached this new peak. I guess people are searching, maybe their ears are open, their hearts, and they want to study. We're very excited about it. Of course, we continue all the live broadcasts, everything is live on Facebook. You're welcome to join and watch. Thank you, and go to Shai. Yes, we want to update you about something special, not just the schedule, but a global broadcast lineup that's translated in four languages, adapted to local time zones. What will it include? It'll include all the events, all the lessons, meals, gatherings of friends, programs, dissemination trainings, when everything is happening, the day it's happening in, the time in my time zone. It'll be one easy link. You'll be able to view it and also add it to your personal Google Calendar. Here we see an example of how it looks. It's simply one place that concentrates everything that's happening, everything we need to know about the world clip. Lessons, trainings, meals, again, easy access. Everyone will have a link. You'll see a list here with the accurate times when everything starts, what starts, who is doing the show, the content. You can also see the content of the lessons, lesson material. Every item will include also the details, the link to use to watch it, lesson material, if there's a program with Rav, what's the topic, meaning all the information we need to have is going to be in one place. You can see it's one permanent link in four main languages. You save this link, and that's all you need to know what's happening and when. That's it. We'll update you. We'll continue to tell you about it. And for today, 10 a.m., we're starting our broadcast with a program with Rav Lightman and Norma at 10:45. A program with Oren Levy and Rav, and at 1:30, afternoon lesson with the friends, and from 6 to 7, evening lesson with Rav. Thank you, and a song.
Дно, преодолев туман, где правда есть, а где пустой мираж. Солнце. Look up to the sky, 'cause if you're dead.